Hello, everyone. I'm Leah Montang. I am a PhD student at the University of Toronto in Human Geography. And can everyone hear me, or do I need a mic? In the back, can you hear me? Okay, good. Very good. So I'm here to present mostly some photos and some essay that I wrote with them. And I'm putting this together less as a scholarly work and more as something that's a little artsy-fartsy, but I'm also not an artist at all, and I'm not a photographer, so give me the benefit of the doubt, I suppose. And this is a side project to my dissertation. So what we have here are photographs of two urban immigration detention centers from two different continents, two different countries, the United States and Spain. And we're going to be looking at the detention centers in their landscapes. And the idea here is that I took the conference theme a little too seriously, and we went with counterpoint, and we actually are thinking like the counterpoint music arrangement, so we're juxtaposing two different spaces, and to see what resonances and divergences come out of it. So first of all, to introduce these two centers, this one here is it's El Centro de Internamiento de Extranjeros de Aluche, CA Aluche, and it's in Madrid, Spain. It's in the Carabanchel Alto neighborhood. It doesn't look much like a prison. I've heard it described as looking like kind of a mall or a commercial center. The turrets actually make me think of a cartoon of a castle. It's in a dense residential neighborhood in the outskirts of the city, or, well, maybe what was once the outskirts of the city. And it's got, like, apartment high-rises all around it. The white building there is actually a police station. It's the immigration police, and so people come there to get their visas worked on, and there's often a long queue of people with their immigration paperwork, and those people tend not to know at all that the yellow part of the building is an immigration prison. This is Spain's largest immigration detention center in terms of capacity, 280 beds, mostly men, some women, and it opened in 2005. It's entirely under the management of the National Police, as are all of Spain's immigration detention centers on the mainland, and it's quite prison-like. Spain's immigration detention centers are quite prison-like. They're not kind of this Scandinavian model at all. And then this one here is the Northwest Detention Center in Tacoma, Washington, which is a small city near Seattle. So this one is located in a maritime heavy industrial area, and it very close to the port. The Northwest Detention Center is a complex of five buildings that include housing units for up to 1,575 detainees, as well as an immigration court and Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, offices. ICE is the immigration police in the U.S. interior. It's the largest immigration detention facility in the region and the fifth largest of the U.S.'s more than 200 detention facilities for adults. It opened in 2004, so just 1 year after Aluche. And it's under the ownership and management of the large international prison giant GEO Group. When it was built, it was under the management of a smaller prison company called CSC that was absorbed into GEO Group. It's a medium security prison in form and function. Okay, so before we really get into the photos, just a little bit of housekeeping. These two sites are very different in appearance and size. As I've kind of covered, they are owned and managed by very different entities. They also operate within two very different legal and geopolitical contexts. There are a number of parallels. Geographically, both are located in the national interiors of their respective countries. They house people picked up by immigration police, both within the interiors, people living and working in the interiors. They also hold people who were transferred from prisons and jails. and they also hold people who are transferred from the southern border, kind of as like an overflow site for immigration detention at the border. Both of them primarily hold men who are from countries just to the south. So in the Aluche in Spain, it's primarily Moroccan, Algerian, and sub-Saharan African men. And at the Northwest Detention Center in Tacoma, it's primarily Mexican, Central American men. So I'm going to be bracketing all of these parallels and divergences that I just mentioned, and those are not the things that we're going to focus on in the essay. Instead, we're going to be talking about and looking at how these detention centers are part and parcel of the extremely evocative, though very different, condensations of social, economic, and political forces in their landscapes. And also how the struggles that endure within and around these centers are spatial struggles. Both these spaces are highly geographical, and that only comes as a point worth making when we consider how often detention centers are thought or written as spaces of exception, as spaces suspended, at least partially, outside of territorial, jurisdictional, and legal frameworks where sovereign power is generated through decision-making and discretion. So in making this argument, I placed myself within a strand of carceral geography that approaches carceral spaces through an investigation of the historical geography of the site, and that takes these spaces to be shaped through articulations of various social, political, and economic relations that unfold over time. So I'm thinking here of Jenna Lloyd and Allison Mounce's recent book, Boats, Borders, and Bases. I'm also thinking of Ruth Wilson Gilmore's Golden Gulag. And then final piece of housekeeping, just why a photo essay. My supervisor said I should mention this. So I chose to present this work in the form of photos because the landscapes of the two sites in question really are particularly striking, visually striking, in their contrast, right, and in the parallels that exist within that contrast. So photographs are just useful in bringing our attention to what is material and on the landscape. The question of visibility and invisibility also comes up a little bit. I'm not really trying to make some sort of argument here about the visual, or really, this isn't about, visual methods. I just chose this as my mode of delivery. All photos in this piece were taken with my smartphone, no filtering, some cropping. So let's get right into it. Here we see Cie Aluche across a field and amidst neighboring high-rise apartment buildings. The detention center actually is on the same property as this field, which used to contain the old Carabanchel prison complex, which is a massive panopticon that was built by political prisoners just after the Civil War. Sometimes nicknamed La Araña, or the Spider, it was a building with a central dome and eight arms, each 1,000 meters long. Every single one of General Franco's political prisoners spent time here from the prison's opening in 1944 until Franco died and his regime fell in the late 70s. He died in 75, the regime kind of started crumbling, and Spanish transition ended in 82. So anyway, all the political prisoners went through that prison. The hospital building, which was built in the 1960s, is now the detention center. You see it here. It's the only structure still standing from this complex, and it now houses Cie Aluche. In 2008, the rest of the prison was torn down, crumbled, and we see it. They just put it right in the soil. What would happen to these grounds became a matter of considerable struggle and controversy among neighborhood activists, the city's urban planners, the national parliament. But the transition from prison hospital to immigration detention center went completely uncontested. And here, we can kind of see the Northwest Detention Center. Oop. peeking there. So there it is in its landscape. And it has its own story of past land uses buried in the ground. So we see some scrap metal piles here, right? And then we see these two green mounds, grass mounds, and then the top floor of one of the buildings that has housing units in it. No.
Oh, God.
Sorry. Yeah. It's right there. Okay. So the site was eventually designated by the U.S. federal government as a Superfund site because this area here was a coal gasification plant for 24 years. The contaminated soil is buried in these mounds and underneath these detention pond things. And in the late 1990s, this site came onto the radar of prison company CSC, which was bidding for a contract with the Immigration and Naturalization Services to open an expanded detention center in the Seattle area. Tacoma City Council members, legislators, the state governors all pushed the deal through without blinking. A detention center is a place where people live, but it's also an appropriate use of contaminated industrial property. So the uses of the land seem natural and uncontestable, even as substantial institutional and bureaucratic hoops needed to be jumped through in order to site both of these detention centers. In Spain, bureaucratic hoops and the frictions of local and national level politics can really gum up the siting of immigration detention centers, but in the case of Aluche, the revision of plans and the transfer of land happened really quickly. I've seen no evidence that there was really any problem whatsoever, and it was very smooth, all the changes in the urban plans and whatnot. Meanwhile, substantial controversy existed over what to do with the rest of the property, these green fields here. The neighborhood associations wanted public facilities, and the conservatives wanted private developers to come in and build market rate apartments and then take the money to build more prisons. So a deal was eventually struck to put in social housing and a hospital. These have yet to come to fruition. It's still an empty field. Throughout the debates on this in Parliament, as I've mentioned, setting a detention center there was a non-issue. And we have here a quote from the Minister of the Interior actually pointing to the detention center as a public use of land, a public good. And that was a reason why we didn't have to put in more public goods and public uses of the land in the field. So I guess what I'm trying to say here is that that immigration detention center as a public good was axiomatic. And then there was a different set of axioms that did their work at the Northwest Detention Site, a continent away and at the same time. So this quote is from an introductory letter to a report that an environmental consulting firm wrote in 2000. And the letter and the report detail what the prison company would need to do, would need to do to clean up the site that would become the Northwest Detention Center. After discussing steps that should be taken to remediate, contain, and limit further disturbance to contaminated soil, the letter concludes that this is what you will need to do to return this land to productive use, instead of public use, productive use. The environmental review process was streamlined by politicians. The city council unanimously approved this use of the site. All levels of government signed off. Municipal bonds were issued to finance the private prison. In looking at these two detention centers and their historical landscapes, and in the context of what is buried in the soil around them, we see two disparate lineages. In one case, detention is the natural and uncontestable reanimation of old Francoist prison buildings. In another, detention is the natural and uncontestable reanimation of heavy industrial land that was first used for meatpacking, then storage for industrial waste. A repurposing of a surplus Francoist prison for repressing political and social dissidents, a public good. A repurposing of industrial lands, a productive use of waste and space. These land use trajectories are different according to the very different local and transnational histories unfolding in these sites, but both are utterly reliant upon similar axioms. The containment of black and brown people from across the southern border is unremarkable. It's a public good. It's productive. That this assumption speaks to racial hierarchies, especially evident when we consider those parallels between the sites, which this talk is not directly addressing. Human rights abuses, dehumanizing practices that people detained in each site are legally and routinely subjected to, medical neglect leading to deaths in detention at both sites, statements by public officials that indicate that the detention systems in both countries are functionally punitive. They're meant to deter migration. Somehow none of that was fathomable at the time that these spaces were cited. So I'm just going to summarize here rather than read. This is the wall of the Aluche Detention Center, and one of the things that activists and people detained have done is try to make what happens inside detention visible. So that's the red paint on the wall, which was in memory of Samba Martin, who died in that detention center. Most of the work that is done to make detention centers visible is actually invisible. What it is people going in to visit, gather testimony, file, what are they called, denunciations, and that sort of work. And the thing that has really helped the most is the activism of people who are detained. So in this particular detention center in October 2016, a bunch of people got up on the roof, a bunch of detainees got up on the roof and had their signs, and what happened during a football match, and it drew a lot of media attention, and also attention from the city government, and the mayor of Madrid has called for the abolition of immigration detention. And here in Tacoma, we have painting on a very different wall. The detention center is way, way, way out of kind of public sight, so people have painted murals in the downtown core. And so this is kind of a view of what you see when you're doing a video call into the detention center. You can see, you know, people kind of gather on the screen and greet you. And as in Madrid, the work of making detention visible and bringing our attention to what happens in the detention center has really happened through the activism of people who are detained. So the key moment in Tacoma was in March 2014 when 1,200 people went on hunger strike together. And that also drew the attention of media and lawmakers. So here we have some images that have to do with, really briefly, oh, I got my please stop. Just that the detention struggle gets played out in zoning and the use of the space. We can talk more about it during the break because I think I used up my questions.
No. Let's do a round of applause. Okay. Thank you so much. I stopped you because I think we can squeeze in one question.
Oh,
so okay. That's why I stopped you.
You're so sweet.